Hello, love. Welcome to Self Love Chat. My name is Saida Johnson, and this is the place to be to chat about self-love, self-awareness, confidence, and mindset. Hello, loves. This is Saida, back with another episode. In today's episode, we're going to talk about give yourself permission to feel. Last episode, we talked about healing from heartbreak, and I really wanted to extend that conversation that I had on Instagram with Grizz on healing from heartbreak. And I really wanted to talk about self-healing, not just from heartbreak, but from past trauma, disappointment, our parents, peers, if we've been bullied, abused in any type of way. I really wanted to dive deep in the conversation of healing. It is something that we often mask with substances, keeping busy, with sex. We figure out ways to numb, and that's something we're really good at as human beings, is numbing the pain. But as we all know, if you numb it, it doesn't mean it heals all the way, and therefore it will manifest subconsciously without you knowing or being triggered, and it'll bubble up to the surface. So it's no, in my opinion, there is no reason to hide. There's no reason to numb the pain. You have to give yourself permission to feel your way through it. And I want to get real specific on how I did that, and then maybe through my experience, it will help you somehow with you dealing with the pain. Because pain is uncomfortable. We don't want to deal with that. We want to skip over it. We want to avoid it at all costs. But unfortunately, when it comes down to change, when it comes to bettering yourself, you have to go through the cycle of transformation. And through transformation, you will experience pain and discomfort. For example, there's two examples I have for that. One, a butterfly. When a caterpillar then becomes a butterfly, I don't think that has anything not to do with pain. I would think that is a painful transformation, but you come out of it in such a beautiful way. Not to say that the caterpillar wasn't beautiful, but you go to your highest self. Therefore, through that transformation, through that processing, there had to be pain. Very similar to a woman giving birth. You know, you hold this baby in your womb for 9 months. You experience discomfort, but you actually experience pain as that child, you know, moves through your birth canal and is born. And through all that pain, no matter how many, you know, minutes, hours, or days it may have taken for you to give birth to that baby, once you hold that baby in your arms, it is a beautiful, loving feeling that you experience that makes it all worth it, right? So that's the same thing I'm going to say about, you know, transformation, about changing, about being honest with yourself, about where you are, where you've been, and where you want to go. And to get to that step, yes, there is discomfort, there is pain, but as I've stated in both examples, there is beauty in that, and on the other side of that, there is light, there is joy, there is peace. So you get to a place that is much better than where you have come from, and that's what's important to focus on when you are stepping into that space of change, when you are committing yourself to that. And the reason why I want people to really give themselves permission to feel is because, you know, in a society that is deemed upon, if you feel, whether you're a female or you're a male, when you feel, when you express your emotions, you express how you feel, it's not necessarily, you know, welcomed with open arms to very many people. People look at vulnerability as weakness when really it's the greatest strength. It's the greatest act of bravery and courage. And I think we need to start opening ourselves up to that feminine energy within all of us and tap into that, because there's some beautiful things that happens when you do that. You become more empathetic to yourself and others and everything around you. You open up your own abilities, whether that's psychic or clairvoyance, etc. And you open yourself up to your intuition, being able to recognize and feel those messages and that vibration that hits you with that message that tells you, you know, whether it's good or bad, to be honest, because I don't want to just focus on either or. It's both. It's yin and yang. So just that duality of energy that we focus on when we feel that through another person or event or space. It's interesting how, you know, messages come to you, letting you know not only to recognize someone else's frequency in your space, but for a lot of us, it can be also, you know, the telepathic, the messages from that other person that's in their brain that they're not really speaking out verbally to another. It's amazing, you know, what you start to experience when you elevate yourself. And it's not talked about as much, but it's starting to be talked about quite often now that we're in the age of Aquarius and people are, you know, looking for answers, seeking answers, accepting truths. You know, everything is not always a conspiracy now, because, you know, we understand that in this world it's very complex and there are answers, there are mysteries of the world. And I think now we're finally in the space of being open to receiving those messages. So our bodies communicate to us, and we express that, you know, through physical touch or verbally. And I really want, especially males who are listening, to understand that you need to give yourself permission to feel, to express your emotions. And I understand that we mostly need to have that space of safety to do that. Of course, we won't do that for everyone. But if you have that, if you can find that space of safety with, especially with yourself, and if you can with another, I'm going to be the woman to tell you that please, I encourage you to do that. Because when you hold in all of that emotion, it manifests in anger, it manifests in resentment and bitterness, and we tend to act childish and out of insecurity when we can't just be who we are wholeheartedly and authentically. And I think that's interesting in itself, because feelings aren't meant to be suppressed. We feel them for a reason. And I think we just need to, the more we feel, the more we tap in, the more we understand ourselves and why we're feeling what we're feeling when we feel what we feel at that moment. You can't do that if you are suppressing it or numbing it with something else, like sex or a substance or food or just keeping busy and working out many hours or materialistic objects. When you suppress, there's no way for you to explore yourself. And it takes courage to be vulnerable You know, it really does. What I think leads to, anxiety and depression is suppression of self. You know, we don't understand this, but like on a spiritual level, I feel like when I was depressed for 2 years, it was no one's fault. I had catalysts, people who played roles in my life that contributed to it, my depression, but really my depression was I wasn't living, acting, speaking, really being myself. And I didn't even know who I was at that time. And I didn't take the time to get to know myself. But my soul knew, like, I needed to change. Who I was just wasn't aligned with who I am truly, how I was living my life. And to the outside eye, you think I was living a life, had a great marriage and great life. I was working in my business as a web designer full time. I enjoyed that so much. I was blessed to have that space to work in my business full time and still be supported by my ex-husband, but it wasn't the life I was really truly meant to live. Like, we rushed into marriage. It just was the right, quote unquote, the right thing to do. You meet the guy, he's a good guy. You date for a while, you get married. And there was a few things that happened that led me to believe, it wasn't the right relationship for long term. And that was, I had multiple miscarriages. And however, when we divorced and I moved on and I had a child, it was just a one-time thing. So, in that was another thing. And it was many other messages, where I didn't, and many other times that I didn't listen to my intuition. And I ignored it because of this untold story of society of what, a girl should do, what a young man should do. But if it's not aligned with who you are, no matter how much you force something, it will not manifest. Everything has to be aligned within you for it to manifest. I wholeheartedly believe that, because when I, wanted my child, she came to me way before even actually physically having her. Like, she came to me in a dream. So, to be spiritually connected to a child and then she come in a form of, physical, within my womb months later. It's this unbelievable connection that I have with my child that is undeniable, rooted in love and spirit and of the mysteries of the world. It's much more than, physically having sex with someone and creating a child. So, and everything happens for a reason, even that specific person and how much we are, rooted within ourselves for us to have a child together, and then rooted together and connected through, I believe in being karmic soulmates. But I say all that to say this. We have to care less about what other people think. We have to focus more within, listening to ourselves, giving ourselves permission to be wholeheartedly who we are. If we don't know who we are, we need to spend that time in getting to know ourselves. I think it's very pinnacle going forward that if it's not me who you resonate with, that you find someone who you resonate with, because this spiritual war, this physical war, you know, everyone's rooted in fear and anxiety and depression, and, you know, mental health is at an all-time high. People, the suicide rate is at an all-time high. Depression is at an all-time high. Anxiety is at an all-time high. We're all living in fear and confusion, and we really need to get rooted within who we are. So we need to take this time to not just make money to survive, but we need to understand that we'll continue to be mental slaves and casualties in this war if we do not go within. Because this is much bigger than economics, and it's much bigger than, you know, greed and power. It is much, much bigger than that. If it wasn't, then not so many other people would be awakening at the same time in this era. There's a reason for that. And as I mentioned, you know, before, and I will again, you know, when I was going through my spiritual awakening, I wanted to know what was the root. Like, what's our roots? What is it that's going to actually kickstart change, not just within myself, but in my community, but within the world? You know, how do we heal? How do we get to a space of peace within ourselves? And it starts with self, you know. And if man and woman take the responsibility to love thyself, heal thyself, and know thyself, they will trickle that down to their children. Now that's going into generation to generation. And then therefore, every single household did that. There goes our communities. There goes our cities, states, and our country. So I wholeheartedly believe that we must do the work. And that looks a little different for everyone, but that's why we need to know ourselves so we can get to that space of loving and healing ourselves. I really want to talk about the masks, you know, especially us who are in, we are from our 20s, I would say, to our 60s. We're so much rooted in masking ourselves in many, many ways, multiple personalities, material objects, substances. You know, if I just, you know, drink this drink and get high, which is great, you know, have fun, experiment, whatever. But when it comes down to doing the work, it's when you need to have a little more self-control and discipline, because it does not fix itself. You don't fix yourself by doing, by masking yourself. You know, you put on a good front for everyone, or you suppress it. That does not mean that it goes away. So it's best to just deal with things right up to the point, face to face, deal with it so you can get past it. And then you can go back to having fun and, you know, hustling and doing what you need to do to survive in this world. You know, we do all the personal growth. We still got to live. We still got to survive. And there's no survival if you're not healing yourself, if you're not feeling, if you're not going in the space of knowing. I see you dying off faster than that, than actually living. How can you possibly really live if the demons in your closet have never been confronted? You're not living when you do that. You're prolonging the living. You're not experiencing when you do that. You prolong it. And I know. I've been there. You know, when you experience like depression, it bubbles up to the surface and you can go a long, long time in that space. And when you go out into society or with around your peers or your family, you put on a very good front. You smile. You look like you have it all together. Some people can see through it. Very much so. And others can't even tell you're going through anything. But it shows in little ways. You got to be really close to the person to really know, but it does show. And it does bubble up subconsciously. You know, you get triggered easily, and then you act in an insecure and immature way. And or someone says something or does something and it hits home so hard that you literally like run into your hole in a dark room and you just cry and sob for days. It's a very limiting and unhappy space to be in. And I am one to tell you that coming from that darkness of sadness, of confusion, that when you actually do the work and you feel the pain and you push through it anyway, on the other side of that is clarity, confidence, love, peace, reassurance, validation, all within yourself, you know, and it's nice when you're met with challenges or you're met with, you know, validation and positivity that you're neutral in it, that you understand, you sympathize with those who are coming to you in an immature space. You want to protect yourself, actually, even more. You want to protect your peace. You don't mind being alone a little bit because you want to protect your peace. And then when it comes to those people who, you know, resonate with you finally in the space that you're in, it's actually a little comforting. And you can connect, but you're connecting from a real space now, not a fake one, or a space where you actually know who you are, therefore you can recognize the similarities within another. You know, it's interesting. It's interesting that we condemn something as vulnerability, but we don't condemn fear as strongly. And I think we need to for us to progress because it's much more than just being positive. It is. You know, a lot of my lessons weren't that I needed to be more positive. It was that I needed to be more assertive. I needed to speak up for myself. I needed to understand that I am strong in many ways, and that I needed to celebrate that. That I needed to really lean into my creativity and be confident in who I am, that my differences and uniqueness that makes me might not be understood by many. It might be misunderstood by many, but will be welcomed by the few that honestly need the messages that I have to deliver that fulfills my purpose. And that is, it was a hard pill to swallow. Because naturally, we want to be accepted by everyone. We want to be loved unconditionally by everyone. It's a natural thing. As human, that's the humanity in you. But the other side of that is, once you really understand why you're here and what you are meant to do for yourself and then for the collective, you do. Right? You get it. You get why you had to go through certain things. You get why you had to experience and feel certain things. You understand a lot about yourself, when to express, when not to express, what's for you, what's for another. You start to appreciate yourself more when you have actually gone within. You understand your own power is not a power that is expressed in, especially in the United States, that you have power over another. That's not power. It's insecurity. You're a child when you try to, you know, push your power on another and control them or manipulate them to get your way. You're just having a tantrum, in my opinion. That's a lot of our, you know, what we call our higher powers of the United States. You know, they're children. You know, having pissing contests. It's amazing to me. So you also have to be conscious of what you put in your eyes and your ears, what you believe, who you follow, what you deem high, higher, and what you see as power. Because there are many, many parameters in place to keep you at a low vibration, constantly in fear, constantly a slave to substances, to a space of either lower and unknown, and it's just the time to wake up. Like, I really want to buzz the alarm and tell you that it's time for you to wake up. And, you know, it takes more than one podcast episode, for sure. But I hope for you that you start to give yourself permission to feel, to be, to love, to know, and to heal. Not for me, but for yourself. And until next time, please know that I wholeheartedly apologize for not putting out a podcast episode last week. I did record one, but I did not like the quality of how low my voice was, and you know I'm very soft spoken already, so I had to make sure I got another mic, which a shout out to my sister for her mic that she bought. It actually is pretty good, and therefore that's why I recorded this episode for you. Very big shout out to Chris, Chinatsi, and Billy as well for the Instagram episodes. Of course, I put them on YouTube. I just want to let you guys know I am going to be getting on YouTube weekly, starting not this week, but next week. I plan on recording quite a few episodes this week for that, so I can be ahead of the ball, because I also have Her Love Collections, you know, products, spiritual products and tools, and that I use on my journey. candles, sage, crystal jewelry, crystals, homemade jewelry that I teamed up with a really good friend and my sister to put out into the world, all for her mind, her body, and her home. We're just going to keep on posting new products. Of course, if you follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/herlovecollections with an S, I always put a product that I'm interested in selling. And I just want you guys' feedback. You can like it, post a comment, or vote in my story. If you haven't already, please hit me up on Instagram as well at instagram.com/selflovesuccessxo, and Self Love Success YouTube will be coming, and I will make sure I post it in the notes for you guys. If you're on Spotify, iTunes, you're listening, please subscribe, you know, and hit that notification bell so you can, you know, get all of my posts that I post out firsthand, or join my email list. I always want to send it out to you guys. I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. I appreciate everyone reaching out to me to be on their show or have a talk with you. It means so much to me. You know, Let Me Fix My Crown, that episode is coming out on the 19th, and I'm so excited. I am gonna try to get like a little snippet, and then I'm gonna send you over to her podcast when it does come out. I appreciate you guys so much. Please know, hit me up anytime at sayedaspeaks@gmail.com with any of your stories, comments, or questions. I'm already always open. Or hit me up on Instagram in the DMs. That's not a problem as well. Much love, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you for tuning in. Please share with your friends and family to support others on their self-love journey. Please leave a comment or review sharing your experience, and let me know if this episode was helpful to you. I appreciate you, and until next time, be safe.